last night. And now joining us, Dr. Oren Amate, registered psychologist. His website is docamate.com. Doctor, welcome.
Good morning, Jerry.
How do you react to this?
Well, it's difficult because I understand Dr. Cantor's approach and what he's trying to do. He's trying to bring out the people who understand that what they have is not good and they don't want to act on it and they would like to get treatment. So he's trying to depathologize them so that they are not so afraid to get the help they need. The problem with that is that they are in the tiny minority of the people who have this affliction or this disease or disorder.
Do you mean by that that most of the people who have it actually act on it?
Either they act on it or they don't recognize it for the illness that it is. And when I'm saying illness, I'm not trying to bring sympathy to them. I'm trying to say that this is something that I think most reasonable people recognize is not right.
Listen, I think that people with this disorder need our pity, certainly, but, you know, I don't believe that they should be integrated into society. If anything, it should be forced hospitalization. These people need help. It's an illness.
Well, that's the thing. You don't know somebody has the disorder until they get caught either acting on it or getting caught, viewing child pornography, which, you know, when people say, well, people who don't act on their impulses, they're not harming anybody. Well, if you are feeding into a system that exploits and harms and traumatizes, you know, so many children, then you are, you know, through your disorder, harming a very vulnerable segment of society.
Well, in this article in The Star, they talk about an individual who's using a false name, and he runs a website, which is a kind of a gathering for people, Doctor, who say they do have impulses toward children. Find 5-year-olds attractive or whatever. I've never acted on it, and that they're a self-help group, so they've sort of identified themselves in that way.
And that is the group that that Dr. Cantor, I think it's called Virtuous Pedophile, that he is supporting, and he wants more people to join it so that they will find other people like them who might motivate them to get help. And all the power to them. I do hope that they can get that help, but again, they would be in the minority, whereas most pedophiles don't recognize their disorder as a problem that needs to be helped. It's a disorder. It's a condition that they have, and they want people to accept it. And when you hear pedophiles speak, the way that they try to justify their impulses and their actions is disturbing.
Well, and then you have people, and I think they fall into this group, who want to lower the age of consent.
Right, which used to be, a lot of people don't know, it used to be 14 until Stephen Harper changed in 2008. And technically, it's actually 12 years old if the person that they're having sexual relationships with is no older than 2 years, or not no older than 2 years superior to them. So,
a 16-year-old could have sex with a 14-year-old.
Sorry?
A 16-year-old could have sex with a 14-year-old. A 14-year-old could have sex with a 12-year-old.
Exactly.
All right. But that's we don't want to criminalize young people in the same way as you would criminalize an adult who's taking advantage to the naivete of a young person. Some people call that kind of a Romeo and Juliet provision, and I understand that.
And also, you have to consider, I mean, what about child pornography? These individuals, let's consider whether or not, you know, how they get off on this. If they're watching child pornography for that matter, that in itself is a crime, actually making that. I know that, you know, watching children isn't a crime, only acting on it is. But what do they do in their homes?
Right. And again, and the fact is they're watching something that is an industry that just causes such harm and trauma to so many innocent children. So, you know, their view is it's like watching basically a snuff film.
Yeah, you're watching a crime in action.
Sorry?
You're watching a crime.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dr. Oren Amate is with me, registered psychologist, frequent contributor here. DocAmate.com is his webpage. Marissa Semkew is a reporter and commentator with Sun News Television, did a report on this issue of some people in the scientific community wanting to have pedophilia designated a sexual orientation. But the doctor who's pushing all of this, Dr. James Cantor, he wants more people to come forth and get treatment. But if we say it's a sexual orientation, the next step is to say that it's a protected group, and then we're going to have people saying, I don't need to be treated. I am who I am, and I'm wonderful, and I love myself.
Exactly, and that's the harm. And also, what people are concerned about are that gays and lesbians who, you know, have finally, or still, there's still a far way to go. But I find the more people are coming around, recognizing that we need to give that group their due and to treat them just like everybody else. The problem is that it's ever since gays and lesbians have been fighting for their rights, their human rights, people have always said, you know, the next group, we're now going to make pedophilia normal, and next comes the animals. And, you know, so when you try to make it into an orientation, you're feeding into that fear and the ignorance of a lot of people.
Yeah, but I think, gays and straights need to band together against this next step.
Exactly. And the other thing is that people have to recognize that there is no link, no scientific link between homosexuality and pedophilia. But unfortunately, that always gets, tossed around by the ignorance.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Dr. Oren Amate, docamate.com.